So the Shulchan Achur was made to leave in one place and not to move around. And the klal is the whole kliyetz ha'osel anachas ain't a makabel tumma. Like Rashi says, the kliyetz is hukash l'sak. So just like a sak is only kli because you could move it around when it's full and when it's empty. Who are then the kliyetz has to be such a kliyetz that you can move it around when it's full and when it's empty. Now the Shulchan was never moved around. The Shulchan was put down in one place and stayed there. So it was never moved around, the Shulchan can't be Mekabel Tumah. So what's Pshan the Pusk that says the Shulchan Ator, Mashmit could become Tomei. Lechur, the Shulchan at the Kli Eitz cannot become Tomei. Vaita, the Chaisis Mesei Atumah, this type of a Kli Eitz that does not move around, Lechur, it makes the Chatzitza. Since it itself is not Mekabel Tumah, it can make a dividing point between the Mace underneath and Tumah on top. So what's the Pshat? Why is the Shulchan Mekabel Tumah? Ella Malamed, the Pesuk is going to teach us, Shemagvian Oysel Ele Regolim. Yes, there was a time when they used to pick up those Shulchan. Van Yom Tovim, for the Ele Regolim, used to pick up those Shulchan. For Yomim Lem, they would tell to the whole Klai Yisrael, to the other people, came to Ele Regol. Ruchi Baschem, Lofnei Amokam. See how dear Klai Yisrael is to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. She Siluka Kisidurei. That this nest, everybody should see it. That the same way it was put down fresh, it was taken out fresh. Shenyama, the Pesuk says, Losum Lechem Chaim, V'yoyim Hilokhoi. So Chura, this was a nest that happened, and it was called a nest of Begavoi. People outside was also able to see the Shulchan. So that's why the Shulchan is also called one of these ten Nisim that happened in the Beis HaMikdash, that's considered Begavoi, happened outside, the people outside could see it. Because they used to pick it up at Avka so they should be able to see it. For the Gemara of Esulek, is it true there are no more Nisim that happened in the Beis HaMikdash? V'yomer Avoshiyah, V'yishoh Shebona Shloim HaBeis HaMikdash. At the time when Shlomo Melech built the first Beis HaMikdash, Nota Boi Kol Minei Megodim, he planted a type of trees there that Mamish gave off very geshmak peiros, Kol Zov, like expression, like Mamish golden peiros. V'ayum Moitzim peiros same as manim, and the fruits would be ripe at the right time. U'gesheruach min Hashavas ben, and when the wind would come and blow on the peiros, Noishin they would fall down. Like whenever you want the peiros, there was geshmak peiros there. Shenem the Pesuk says, Yirash Kalvonan Kiryoy. So that was the nest that happened when Shlomo built the Beis HaMikdash. These pears were ripe, and as soon as the wind came, it fell down. When the Goyim came into the Hechel, Yavesh, these trees dried up. Shenemar Uferach Levoinon Umlol, that they're not here anymore. The Yosan HaKadosh Baruch Hu Achziron, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yizav Tochi, Mois HaMashiach, will have these trees back again. Shenemar the Pesuk says, For Royach Tifrach, the Sogel Av Gilas, Veranen Kvoid Halavonoim, Nitain Lo. So I'll call upon him that this is another nest that happened here, that these pears that grew from this tree have the Gemara, Nisa the Kviya like a Choshev. A nest that happens Kaseid, like here, once they planted these trees, they used to give off fruits Kaseidom, it was a Kviya that happened every single time, that we're not talking about. Shrashi the Kviya means Kavuyim Vyoimdim Tomidim Kaimun. A nest that was always there Kaseidom, we're not talking about that nest. Mashenkin, these other nisim happen at different times, special times, those nisim we're talking about. For the Mara, Zadamara, Hashtag the Aslochi, now that you say this type of a terrace, that a nest that happens, Kaseidah, we're not talking about, Oren, Akruvim, Nami, Nisa, the Kfiya, Ninu. Not that we say it was a nest, that the Oren and the Akruvim was in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, it didn't take up any space in there, but that nest always happened, it was a Kfiya, Sika, Nes. So we're not talking about a Kfiya, Sika, Nes, it's good why we don't mention those nisim. Omar Mar, before we learned, the Oshana Marocha, that the smoke of the Marocha is also a nest, that no matter how much wind came, the wind never blew away the Marocha. Freddy Gemara, Umi Hevi Oshana Marocha, the cloud, was there smoke coming up from the Marocha, from the burning on top of the Mizbeach? Was there an smoke going up altogether? For Tanya, we learned, Chamisha Dvorim Nemru Biesha Marocha. There are five things that are said about the fire on top of the Marocha. On top of the Mizbeach, when they had the wood set up there, and the fire burning the wood, there were five things said about the smoke coming up. Revutza Kari. The smoke used to be like lying down like a lion. Shrashi Revutza Kari. Ka'acheles shenoflo min ha'shmayim. There was like coals came down in ha'shmayim. V'yimei shloimoy. Vois ala Mizbeach ad shebo menashe v'sakol. Hois adoymo la'ri roibit. His age came down in the Shemayim from the Beis HaMikdash and Rishon, and Mamash used to just lie down there, like a lion lies down. Ubara kicham, and his mamish clear like the sun. Vyeshpa mamish, and it's something you could feel also. This is all part of the nisim. Rashi Vyeshpa mamish, but shalheb shaloi. And it's fire, there was mamish there. But it was clear like the sun. Vyeicheles lachin tibeshim. It was a very strong fire. It could eat up, like burn up even wet things, just like it could burn up dry things. There's even wet wood, it could also burn up. Vyeina mal oshin. And this marocha, this fire, did not give off any smoke. So here you see there was no smoke coming out of the marocha. So how could we say this is one of the nisim, that the smoke always went straight up and no wind ever moved it around? And the Gemara, we're talking about the marocha of the hedjit, the hedjit fire, like we spoke out. There were three different marocha, three different fireplaces on top of the mizbeach. There was one marocha stam that was Eish Min HaShemayim. That was the nest in the base of Midrash Rishon, that one marocha was always burning from Hashem's Eish. There was another marocha there, that hedjit, that we used to light it. And then there was another marocha that they used that to take the coals to burn the keteris inside Lefanim. So I call upon him, which smoke, which marocha didn't give off smoke? The one that was Eish Min HaShemayim. But the other marocha that had the fire that the Kohanim used to light, that didn't give off smoke. And that smoke was an S, always went straight up, and no wind was ever able to move that smoke. The Tani would look like this. That there was a mitzvah for the Kohanim to put him in the Eish. They should burn fire. Even though it was an S, that there was always fire on the Mizbeach from Min HaShemayim, or the mitzvah of him in the Hedyot. Still, there was a mitzvah to bring fire, not the Marocha made from Bnei Adam. Our fire was also supposed to be there. So therefore, there's no stira. So the Gemara, but the Eish Min HaShemayim was what? Was Revutze Kari. It was lying down, that smoke looked like lying down, a lying. For the Gemara, but Tanya, we learned, Omra B'chanino, Skana Kahanim, Ani Roesiyah, I saw this smoke from the Marocha Min HaShemayim, or Revutze Kekelev, and the smoke, the Marocha was only lying down like a dog. Why do you say it looks like a lying down lion? I saw it like a dog. And the Gemara, like Kasha, Kan B'mikdash Rishon, Tan B'mikdash Sheni. The difference between the Beis Hamikdash Rishon and the Beis Hamikdash Hasheni. Yeah. So mainly by Beis Hamikdash Rishon, Beis Hamikdash Rishon was like a Ari, it was like a lion. And by the Beis Hamikdash Hasheni, it looked like a kelev already. For the Gemara, over Migdash Hasheni miHevi, by the Beis Hamikdash Hasheni, Bichlal was the disness of the Eish Min HaShemayim. They didn't have any more the special fire from Min HaShemayim by the Beis Hamikdash Hasheni. The Yom Rav Shmuel Bar Ina. My disciple, what does the pasuk say? The Eretz Boi V'Kovdo. That's the way we read it. V'Kovdo. That Hashem will have covered from the Beis Hamikdash. The Karin and V'Kovdo. It's written without the hay. And we read it V'Kovdo with the hay. So the Gemara Maishna de Mechusar, hey, how come the Ksiv, the way it's written, it's only written without the X-ray, it's written V'Kovd. Why, how come we read it V'Kovdo, and it's only written without the hay? Why is the hay missing there? So we dashin Elo Chamisha Dvarim. These are the five things. Shohoye Bein Migdash Rishon L'Migdash Sheni. There were five things difference that were missing by the Beis Migdash Hasheni that they had by the Beis Migdash Rishon. These are the five things that were missing in the Beis Migdash Hasheni. Oren, the Oren was missing by the Beis Hamikdash Hasheni. The Kaporis was also missing. Ukruvim, Eish, there was no Eish Min HaShemayim. Ushchina, they didn't have the Shchina like they had it in the Beis Hamikdash Hasheni. Veruach HaKodesh, the Urim V'Tumim was missing by the Beis Hamikdash Hasheni. So here it says here clearly, Eish Min HaShemayim was missing by the Beis Hamikdash Hasheni. So how could you tell me it was like a kelev there? The smoke looked like a kelev. There wasn't there altogether. Have the Gemara Amri in Miyu Heve. Of the Siulai Misayayu. Ataka, the fire was there, but it didn't help them. That fire never helped them at all. So therefore, it wasn't as choshev as it was in the Beis Hamikdash Rishon. That's why it's still like it was missing. So Rashi says, Oren Kaparas Akruvin, Kul Yechade Milsa. Like even though it mentions here seven things, still these are all Bataras 1. The Oren and the Kaparas and the Kruvin were not there in the Beis Hamikdash Hasheni. Or Shchina Lashasabai, Ruach HaKodesh Lehoisa Benevian. That means it wasn't Ruach HaKodesh then, and there was no Nevi'im. Mishnas Shtayim L'Djurish V'Yelech. Right. Toner Rabbonin. Sheish Ishois Hein. There are six different types of fires. Yesh Oicheles V'Yena Shoises. There's a fire that can eat up, but it cannot drink, cannot take liquid. V'Yesh Shoishah V'Yena Oicheles. Some fire can only take liquid, and cannot eat.
V'yesh oicheles v'shoisa. There's a type of a fire that could take, like, eat solid, and it could take liquid. V'yesh oicheles lachin tiveshin. Some fire could burn up wet wood, just like it does dry wood. V'yesh eish doich eish. And some fire is doicha, pushes away eish. Rashi m'mkoyim lahalin, it moves from its place. V'yesh eish oicheles eish. V'yesh eish doich eish. His son eish, like, pushes away. And v'yesh eish oicheles eish. And some fire doesn't push away the other fire, but eats up the other fire. Now, yesh eish oicheles v'yeneshoises. Shoise, what do you mean there's a fire that eats and does not drink? Hodidan, that's like our fire. Our fire, if you pour water over the fire, you put out the fire. So it means the fire can't drink water, but it can burn solid things. Shoise v'yeneshoises, what do you mean it takes water and doesn't, it can't eat solid? Dechulin, trashy dechulin. Minakadachas, shukesh with some olamayim, v'enechofet lechel. Techolin, it's techolin. A person that's sick, a person that's very sick, as he's burning with fever, he'll drink things, but he can't eat anymore. So the fever a person has, that makes him that he likes to drink a lot, but he can't eat. That's called v'enoch, yeah, that's called the shayse, v'enochel, that's techolin. Or echeles v'shayse, what could he eat and could drink? The Elio. That was the fire by Har Carmel by Elio Anovi. The pasuk says, v'yasamayim, Hashem, Batolo, Lechacho, that the fire even burnt up, the whole puddle full of water there, the fire burnt that up also. Oicheles lachen tiveshim, what fire could burn up wet wood, just like it burns up dry wood? That's the Marocha, that's on the base of Migdish, and the Marocha in the Mizbeach. Yesh eish doich eish to Gavriel, that goes on the eish of Gavriel. So Drashi, Sheyerid lahatza chanani mishob yazaya, Shetzinon es akivshim yifnim, that even though the fire was still there, but Gavriel came down inside the fire and cooled off the fire. Now we had this Gemara before. That was a nest, but teich nes. The Akdiach Nebachus, this was as Zerkeyo, the teich, the Minna B'Yavrib Sochim. That we had the outside became hot, and inside became cold. That was called Yesh Eish to Deich Eish. The Yesh Eish to Echeles Eish to Shechina. That's going on the Shechina. The Yom Amar, Hoyshet Etzpo B'Neim, for Sofron. Joshua Etzpo B'Sanhedrin who? So by the Malachim, this goes on the Shechina that Eish Achelis Eish eats up Eish. His Moshe was afraid to put like his hand in between the Malachim because he was afraid the Malachim would eat him up. So that's called Eish Achelis Eish. Weiter. The Yoshin HaMarocha. Is that true like we learned before that the smoke coming up from the Marocha? From the Marocha made from the Eish of Basav Adom of Hedyut. That afilu kol arucha shebeilam ein matiza soy soy. This was a nice mimkaymoi. This is one of the ten isim that no wind ever blew away the smoke. I vam rab yitzav bar avdimi. But my soy yom tevachron shochad. My soy yom teshasukis is akil tzofin loshen marocha. Everybody used to look up and see how the smoke is going. How it's going up from the marocha from the mizbeach. Noit the kalfit tzofin. If the smoke is going towards the north side, aniyim smechem balibatim atzofin. The poor people were happy, the rich, the balabatim were sad. Because there's going to be a lot of rain this year. It's going to make the Paris right away. There's going to be a lot of Paris there, and you won't be able to store so much, so they're going to right away. You're going to have to sell them at cheap prices. Let's say it goes towards the south side. There's not going to be so much rain. So uparaseim ishtamrim, and they'll be able to sell the Paris at good prices. Not the kalpe mizrach. Let's say the smoke goes towards the east side. Hakol smech, everybody's happy. Kalpe marach towards the west side. Hakol atzovim. The yos yes achor takasha. Rasha kol smechim shiruach marovis shkulehi umeviy gesham nafiyah royalor. That's good. It makes enough rain to everybody the way they want it. Hakol atzovim shiruach meyamiyavish. That's the west wind, that's the wind that makes everything dries up. So it won't be good for anybody. The Kolpon Makasher is here, you see.
The Yoshon.
It's the north, the south, the west, and we just said it doesn't move. And for the Gemara, the Ozal V'Yosi Kedikle, V'Yavdurulay Heavy Mivdur. It just means it would shake like a deck, like a palm tree. It would shake back and forth, but it never really moved out of its place. Just the smoke always went straight up. Just would move this way, that way, this way, but it never moved from its place. Omamar. Kalpe Mizrach HaKol Smech. We went towards the east side, everyone was happy. Kalpe Marav HaKol HaTzofim. over the middle, Avakasha. Mizrochis, if you go, the wind comes from the east side, Liyolam Yofim. It's always good for you. Marovis, Liyolam Kosher. Marov's side, it's always bad.
So this is the stira. That here it says what? The east wind is good. The west wind is no good. And before we learned just the opposite. Because before we said it depends, look, which way the smoke goes. It says if the smoke goes, before we learned, but if the smoke goes towards the Mizrach side, now what makes it go towards the east? It has to be the west, the wind is coming and make it go towards the west, towards the east. It's the west wind that's pulling it that way. And before we said the west wind is our Kol Samechim then. And Kalpe Mar, before we learned that the smoke goes towards the west side, that means the east wind is coming, is our Kol Atzovim. People feel bad. And here it says just the opposite, that the Marovis is Liolam Kosher. That Mizrochis, if the east wind is always good, and the Marovis from the west wind is no good. That's the stira. And then it goes on, the Ruach Tzvain is the east wind, Yofel Chitim is good for wheat, Vishoa Sheheviya Shlish, we grew 1/3, Vikosh Lezaitim is man chain chaitin, and it's bad for olives, Vishat is blossoming, Ruach Tzvain is the east wind, Kosh Lechitim, Vishoa Sheheviya Shlish, it's bad for wheat that grew 1/3, Vyofel Lezaitim is man chain chaitin, and it's good for olives, Vishat they're blossoming. The Yom Rav Yosef Yitema Mazutra, V'simnech, what's the simen here? That Shulchan is B'tzofen. Therefore, the Tzofen is good for those things that go on the Shulchan. Or Menorah B'dorim, means Hay Mar B'didei, V'Hay Mar B'didei. Each one is good for the things that go on it. Like Rashi says, Hay Mar B'didei, Tzvaynis Megadeles Aruyin L'Shulchan, which is the Chitim. And for the Menorah, which is the oil, that's good, the Dorim is good for it. But I call upon him to steer at the beginning, is the east wind good or the west wind is good? So Gemara answers like Kasha, Holon v'holhu. It depends if we're talking about B'nai Bovel or we're talking about B'nai Eretz Yisroel. Like Rashi says, Holon v'holhu. Mizrochis yofel Eretz Bovel. The east wind is good for the people living in Bovel. Shehi Eretz Lecha, it's a wet land. Mach mesmei mehel liyelam. Well, Eretz Yisroel kosher. Mashenken for Eretz Yisroel is very bad, the east wind. She Eretz Horim l'vekoyis from a heres liyavish. It dries up very, very fast. Therefore, the east wind is no good for Eretz Yisrael, but it's good for Bavel. Therefore, Holom Valhu, here we're talking about Eretz Yisrael, here we're talking about Bavel, therefore there's no stira. Hadrin Alecho Shivas Yomim. You're holding up Chav Beis, Perek Sheni.